This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen with Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. There's a battle brewing between banks and rival lenders over the use of credit scores to decide if millions of Americans can get a mortgage. And Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis is here to explain how it could impact those of us with mortgages and who are applying for one. So, Anna Maria, on one side we have the banks who want to use FICO scores to determine mortgage eligibility, and on the other side are non-bank lenders who prefer to use credit scores. What's the difference between those two scores?
So FICO scores have been pretty much the standard for decades for consumer lending in general and for a long time for mortgages as well. With FICO scores, basically, if lenders are giving out mortgages to people and the lenders plan to sell those mortgages off to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, that's about half or so, maybe shy of half of mortgages being originated, then they need to use FICO scores. They can't use other credit scores, largely because that is the requirement set by Fannie and Freddie.
All right. So the credit scores, those are calculated and reported by Experian.
Right.
Groups
so
like that.
So this is where things, I think, get really interesting, because in this whole battle between the lenders and the credit score providers, you have the credit reporting firms. You have companies like Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, and they play a role in several ways. One is that they are essentially involved in the process where lenders buy the credit scores, right? So a consumer goes to get a mortgage, a lender looks up their credit score. These credit reporting firms typically play a role in, there's this whole domino effect in which the credit reporting firms pass on the scores to these other middleman companies that then sell them off to the lenders. You also have these companies, the credit reporting firms, they are the owners. They are the creators of this rival credit score, this Vantage score that a lot of the non-banks are for.
Let's talk about the housing crisis. Lowering credit score requirements did play a role there. Are officials worried that changing the rules could cause something like that to happen again?
That's a concern that's been shared with me by some banks, bank representatives. There have been a few non-banks that have also cited some concerns about that, but you're really hearing it more from the bank side, which is, look, FICO scores have been tried and tested. They work. This is what they're saying. And the reason we had a housing bust last time around wasn't really because FICO scores didn't work. It was because lenders made the decision, like you said, Anne-Marie, to lower their credit score requirements. So lenders knew, I'm lending to subprime. I'm lending to risky people. Their credit score showed they were risky, but they made the decision to go ahead with it. So the banks are saying, why are we going to shake something up that has been a proven method for many years now?
So the argument that the non-bank lenders are making is that the borrowers who don't use credit are essentially being shut out. And it could be for a lot of reasons. Personal reasons, could be a bankruptcy, or a foreclosure, but is there a legitimate argument to be made that those who chose not to use credit are actually being shut out?
There is a legitimate argument there. You can be a responsible person who has chosen not to really use credit cards or other types of debt and be negatively impacted with your credit score as a result, because credit scores are largely based on the consumer's previous ability to manage debt. There's still questions around that. I mean, how many people get a mortgage without having used some type of credit in the past? There is a question.
Well, that was a big problem before the downturn, is that so many people were eligible for a mortgage and to buy a house. I mean, it was just like walking into a bank and you could do it. I mean, the rules have gotten a lot more strict.
The rules, so that's sort of at the core of this whole thing, right? One of the only levers that has not been pulled since the housing bust in the mortgage market is credit scores. Down payments have been lowered. Several things have happened to once again make it easier to get a mortgage, but not credit scores. For the most part, you need a good credit score still to get a mortgage, whereas in credit cards and auto lending elsewhere, a low credit score will get you approval. And now lenders are looking for, what are other ways to get people into the system? How can we increase loan volume?
And both sides of this issue do agree that Fannie and Freddie's credit score requirements do need an update, partly because lenders using credit scores must employ an old version of the FICO score.
Right. They're really across the board, banks, non-banks. The thought process is, look, even if we continue to use FICO scores, we really would like Fannie and Freddie to update the version of FICO that we're using.
We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Anna Maria Andriotis about the use of FICO and credit scores in determining mortgage eligibility. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome back, everybody. Anna Maria, there are fears that a change in which scores are used could open up lenders to legal liabilities.
Yeah, this is interesting. If you get into a scenario where lenders can choose between credit scores. So it's up to them. They can choose, you know, I'll use FICO scores to approve my borrowers, or I'll use Vantage scores to approve my borrowers. And down the road, a regulator finds that, well, wait a minute, you know, one of these two scores approves more, you know, certain types of consumers more than the other one does. Could that open them up to legal liability? Are you, the lender, discriminating against a certain group of borrowers because you've chosen, as an example, to use FICO when, let's say, this is all hypothetical, Vantage would actually have approved more of that group of borrowers. So there are concerns that you have the soundness of the underwriting, number one, and number two, you have the concern of legal liability.
It is complicated.
No, it is complicated. The way to simplify this whole thing really is it comes down to the fact that many lenders want more loan volume. It's very understandable why they want that. And they are looking for ways to get that. Credit scores have really not been tinkered with since the housing bust. Very few investors, very few mortgage investors have appetite for subprime mortgage borrowers. So how do you get more borrowers into the system without calling them subprime? Well, maybe there's a credit score that can approve more of them.
And this battle between banks and other lenders has caught the attention of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. It doesn't want to add credit scores to its formula, but do you expect them to step into this fight?
So the FHFA is playing a very central role here. The claims, the appeals for bring in a different credit score, add in another score into the mix, have been going directly to the FHFA. This is something the FHFA has been reviewing for some time, and that is why in December it decided to open up basically a request for input, essentially asking formally for lenders and other interested parties to weigh in on should the credit score requirements for Fannie and Freddie change, and laying out four possible options for what could come to be, and wanting to hear their input on that. It's a difficult seat. I don't really envy FHFA right now, in particular just Director Mel Watt is, because you have realtor groups, you have certain lender groups really calling for a change, saying that, look, you add in Vantage score into the mix and you could get more lower income people and more minority borrowers to get approved. At the same time, they're trying to sort out, is it true? Do the numbers add up? Will this not only result in lending to people who have been shut out, but responsible lending?
All right. And for consumers, keep your eyes on the Wall Street Journal and coverage of this area. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis joining us here in our studio. Anna Maria, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Your Money Matters. Like what you hear on Your Money Matters? Then rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. I'm J.R. Whalen with Anne Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.